You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a special exhibit of artwork from none other than Dr. Seuss will be on display this weekend in Whitefish Bay. We'll find out more coming up.
First, the State Assembly is debating the full state budget today after it passed the legislature's budget committee on a party line vote last week. There's a little conflict brewing right now between Governor Scott Walker, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald over the end of the budget.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joins us now from the state capitol. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, how is the budget debate going at this point?
To be expected. I mean, Democrats who are in the minority in the Assembly have offered a lot of amendments so far. Republicans have shot them all down. It's kind of the way it goes when there's a budget debate. The minority party is there to kind of make their case on why budget is bad and knowing procedurally they're not going to win.
Are Republicans in the Assembly expected to change much from where it is now?
Yeah, that's kind of the outstanding question that we have here right now, because we know that yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he did not have the 17 votes he needed to pass this bill out of the Senate, and he wants to take it up on Friday. So if he's talking about making changes to the budget, Republicans would want to get those into the bill that passes the Assembly tonight. So then it becomes a matter of, like, how big is too big of a change? And you heard Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say today, he's open to some technical changes, but he's not going to make wholesale changes. And he said, his words were that he wasn't going to be held hostage by, you know, one member of the Senate who didn't get one thing that they wanted put in the budget. And he's pushing back there against a handful of conservatives in the Senate who have said they're not yet ready to support this budget.
Now, what kind of items are those Senate Republican conservatives looking for before they're going to give the thumbs up to the budget as it stands?
A couple of things we've heard from them, and this was reported first by the Journal Sentinel yesterday. One is they want this big sweeping DOT bill included in some way in the budget. And essentially what the bill would do, they call it the DOT reform bill, but it would restrict the ability of the Department of Transportation to spend money, because this is a group of Republican senators who think the DOT spends too much. They also want to move up the starting date for Wisconsin's repeal of the state prevailing wage law, which is essentially a base wage that the state pays on, or that has to be paid, excuse me, on state construction projects. They want to move that up to January 1st. As it stands right now, it's scheduled to be phased out if this budget passes, which, you know, we expect it will. It's scheduled to be phased out on September of 2018.
Now, Republicans in the Assembly have been pushing for more road funding. Are they buying into this idea of this law that would limit the DOT's ability to spend money?
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's been probably the most outspoken advocate for finding some kind of a revenue for roads and saying we need to have a long-term solution for transportation funding, is saying essentially that there are already a number of big DOT reforms in this budget, but he thinks that it has to be a two-part equation. You have to reform the DOT. You have to find some kind of long-term revenue source to pay for roads. This budget does not have that. And he actually said, you know, I'll accept the blame for that. We didn't get to where we needed to on that. And that is a problem that Democrats say is just going to be worse 2 years from now because the state's roads are already deteriorating. This budget just doesn't have enough money for roads to reverse that trend.
Is it possible the Assembly passes something close to what it looks like now? The Senate passes something different? And then what?
So if they do that, then things get interesting, because if the Senate's in on Friday, the Assembly's not planning on being back next week or in October, essentially somebody has to give, because if they let this budget drag on to October, which I think, you know, seems unlikely, that would mean that suddenly you're creating real issues for school districts because they don't know how much money they're going to get from the state. You're going to create more delays for road projects because they need this money. They need state money. So, yeah, we have the situation in Wisconsin where we don't have a government shutdown when we have a late budget, as we do now. It's more than 2 months late. But as you start to creep toward October, things get serious.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnston about the latest from the state capitol. Moving on from the budget, Sean, the other big ticket item has been the Foxconn incentive package. Passed yesterday, this $3 billion incentive package in the state Senate. Was this a party line vote for the most part?
It was not a strict party line vote, mostly party lines, but you did have a couple lawmakers break ranks there. On the side voting for the bill, the 20 senators who voted for it, you had one Democrat, that's Democratic Senator Robert Wirch of Kenosha. He described himself as a third-generation factory worker who lost his job when his factory closed. He said those jobs were shipped over to China, and he wanted to try to get some of that, those jobs and that money back to Wisconsin.
And I had to vote to get some of that Far East money coming into our area to create manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing jobs are the best jobs.
Oh, go ahead,
Sean.
He essentially said that this wasn't the best deal. He was actually making quite a bit of noise about this ahead of the vote about how many problems it had, but it was the deal on the table. He is a senator from Kenosha, which is near where this plant we expect will likely be.
And then there was a crossover voting against it on the Republican side.
Yes, Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles, who after the vote said there was just too much uncertainty with this bill in terms of how much it's going to cost the state. I mean, it's $2.85 billion worth of refundable tax credits, meaning the state, if Foxconn meets all of its job metrics and it builds this plant, the state will be essentially cutting a check to Foxconn for $2.85 billion out of the general fund, which is where we pay for schools, healthcare, prisons. So that was an issue for Coles. He also didn't like the way that it leaves a lot of the the details up to the contract, which is being negotiated by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which has come under pretty heavy scrutiny by the Legislative Audit Bureau, and Senator Coles chairs the audit committee, so he's had plenty of time to review that criticism. But Senator Cole said it really boiled down to that funding and the uncertainty of whether that money's going to be there in the future.
It's my judgment that to put that much money on the line going forward and not knowing for sure whether we could make this thing balance out in our overall budget going forward, that's troubling to me.
And we saw an amendment process. Democrats tried to introduce a lot of amendments to the bill. As you mentioned, they did with the budget in the assembly. What happened?
Shot down. Every Democratic amendment was shot down. You did have a couple of Senate Republican amendments that were adopted. One would require the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to have, put some job metrics as a requirement of their contract. It didn't say what those job metrics would have to be. So, there's all sorts of wiggle room there. I mean, hypothetically, the amendment, it does effectively nothing. It would be in WEDIC's best interest to put kind of job requirements in there. But there's nothing in this bill that exactly requires them to hit a certain number. There's another amendment that touched on something they added to the bill this week that we've talked about. They added this provision to the bill that would let or that would have previously had any cases involving Foxconn that are decided by a lower court judge, a circuit court judge, be appealed automatically directly to the state Supreme Court. This changed that a little bit. It would now, let those cases run through the regular appeals court system, although there would be the opportunity for an expedited appeal. But what the amendment left is that anytime there's a case involving Foxconn decided by a lower court, as soon as that case is appealed, it would be stayed or it would be temporarily blocked. So, for example, if there was a circuit court judge who issued a decision that went against Foxconn's lawyers could appeal. that appeal would automatically trigger a stay, meaning that lower court ruling would be blocked.
And then briefly, as we wrap up, Sean, this passed the Senate. The Assembly had passed a version of this bill. What's next?
The Assembly has to sign off on those final changes, and they've given every indication that they will do that. And once they do that, it's going to head to Governor Scott Walker for a signature, and it's pretty close to the deal that he negotiated with Foxconn, so he's likely going to sign it.
Sean, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at the big news from the state Senate on Foxconn and the state Assembly on the budget.